This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Barakatuh, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, we have completed our first fast by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like this, as we were celebrating our first iftar, reminiscing so many different things that we were, and while we were making dua, the reality is that the days are going to pass by, and before you know it, the month is going to be over. Which reminds me of a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whosoever fasts the month of Ramadan with iman and anticipation of reward from Allah, all their sins are forgiven. All we have to do, brothers and sisters, and we all do this naturally, is anticipate that reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we do this for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we make iftar insha'Allah and we make the dua, right? Allahumma inni laka sumtu wa bika amantu wa alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rizqika aftartu. Insha'Allah, our dua and our fast has been accepted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the yaqeen and conviction we need to have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then of course, very similar to that hadith happens to be another one. Man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whosoever stands in Ramadan with faith in Allah and anticipation of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their sins are forgiven. Now again, keep in mind that while, you know, all the schools of thought remind us that Salatul Taraweeh is 20 rak'ahs, while there is an opinion out there that it is 8 rak'ahs, we also must, as important as it is to pray Taraweeh, we also must acknowledge that the reality is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not pray every single day. As a result of that, of course, unfortunately, some people may not pray at all, but the reality is, pray wherever you are. Taraweeh does not need to be prayed at the masjid. If we can't pray at the masjid, we can still pray at home. Taraweeh does not need to be done in congregation. It can be prayed individually. While, ideally we would pray 20 rak'ahs, it does not have to be 20 rak'ahs. And I know that there may be some people who will, you know, get a little upset with this, but the reality is wherever we are, in our homes, at the masjid, with the convenience that we have and the time that we have and whatever Qur'an we know, let us pray after Salatul Isha as much Taraweeh as possible. Okay, pray Salatul Isha. If we can, let us pray with our families and congregation. Salatul Fajr, Salatul Maghrib, Salatul Isha at the very least. Let's pray them in congregation. If not at the masjid, then at home. And after that, pray as much Taraweeh as we can, so that we can become a part of that hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam says, "Man qama Ramadana," whosoever stands in Ramadan. And even then, there's a few things I want to share really quickly. Right, maybe just three things and then close it off. When we wake up for suhoor in the morning, let us wake up with enough time to pray some tahajjud at that time. Okay, some tahajjud, 2 rak'ahs, 4 rak'ahs. Every single day in Ramadan, we should be making some tahajjud. Right? Secondly, wake up with enough time for us to be able to raise our hands in dua, even if it's for a minute, right? Just even if it's just a minute, after you've prayed 2 rak'ahs of tahajjud or 4 rak'ahs of tahajjud, raise your hands and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the second thing. And thirdly, and I've said this so many times before, and for many of you that have been hearing me, it's almost like an auto repeat at this point. At the time of iftar, every single day, let us ensure that we raise our hands and get into the habit of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam reminds us that at the time of iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants forgiveness to the believers, right? Grants forgiveness to the believers. Now, you know, some people will say, why is there so much mention of forgiveness? The reason behind this is once we have been forgiven, we are in a good book, right, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are honored with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of that honor and that dignity and being cleansed, whatever dua we make is accepted. Right? Why do we ask the elders to make dua for us? Or why do we ask the ulama to make dua for us? Or why do we ask the pious people to make dua for us? Because those are people who may have less sin. I won't say no sin, because you know every human being is prone to sin. They may have less sin. They may be constant in their istighfar and tawbah. So once our slate is clean with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah answers our prayers. So at the time of iftar, let us ensure that we raise our hands every single day and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah continue to make this month a blessed one for all of us and continue to make the rest of the fasts easy for all of us, inshaAllah. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.